Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Leah Feinberg, and today we will be studying Yirmiyahu Perek Gimel, Chapter 3. Today's Perek is the only chapter in all of Tanakh that begins with the word lemor, saying, which seems to begin in mid-sentence. The Navi is, in fact, picking up where he left off. In Perek Bet, Yirmiyahu introduced the stark contrast between Hashem's memory and our own. While Hashem remembers, to our credit, the love we had for him as a bride, we forgot our commitment to him and turned our backs on him, engaging in adulterous relationships with foreign gods. And this imagery continues to pervade today's Perek, as Yirmiyahu rebukes the people for their perfidiousness. Lemor, let's say, says the Navi, Hein yeshalach ish et ishto, ve'halcha meito, ve'aitali ish acher. If a man sent away his wife, and she left him, and married another man, hayashuve leha'od? Would he then return to her again? Halo chanof techenaf ha'aretzahi? It's obviously a rhetorical question, because such a remarriage is prohibited according to Jewish law. So if he were to do so, chanof techenaf ha'aretzahi, the whole land would be defiled by such an impure relationship. Ve'at zanit re'im rabim, v'shovelai nu'um Hashem. And you have committed adultery with many others, and still I wish you to return to me, says Hashem. Hashem is above the law, which was given to man. Am Yisrael is endowed with an inner spark of holiness, as we learned, Kodesh Lashem, that is never extinguished. And Hashem awaits our return to him, even after we have sinned against him time and time again. Yirmiyahu directs his words to the kingdom of Israel, whose 10 tribes have already suffered punishment and exile. And he says, look at all the high places and see, where have you not committed acts of immorality? You sat at the crossroads like nomads in the desert, and you defiled the land with your promiscuity and your wickedness. I withheld the rain, and you still strayed, refusing to be ashamed. Halo me'ata karatli avi. Aluf ni'urayata, if only you would seek me out as your father, saying, you were the champion of my youth. Again, he alludes to the love we once shared, which is remembered fondly by Hashem, but forgotten by Israel. Did you think Hashem would bear an eternal grudge? Rather, you determined to speak and commit evil. Yirmiyahu now gives us a glimpse into the background narrative that frames this prophecy. Pasuk Vav, verse 6, Vayomer Hashem Elai b'mei Yoshiyahu HaMelech. Hashem spoke these words to me in the days of King Yoshiyahu. The commentators are divided here as to specifically when this prophecy was delivered. Some say it was in the early days of Yoshiyahu, even before he implemented the great Tshuva movement that was prompted by the discovery of Moshe Rabbeinu's Sefer Torah, the Torah scroll in the Beit HaMikdash. You may remember from Sefer Melachim, Yoshiyahu had ordered a cleanup of the temple after it had been defiled by his father and grandfather, Amon and Menashe, and the Torah scroll, penned by Moshe Rabbeinu before his death, had been found, and wherever it was unrolled appeared the verse of rebuke, predicting the punishment of exile. So according to the commentators who say this prophecy of Yirmiyahu's preceded that event, such as Radak, Yirmiyahu is describing the sinfulness of the people of Yehudah, who failed to learn from the destruction of Malchut Yisrael, of the Israelite kingdom, who was exiled by Ashur. Other commentators suggest that this prophecy was delivered in the 18th year of Yoshiyahu, when, according to Chazal, Yirmiyahu had been sent by the king to retrieve the lost 10 tribes, and in fact did succeed in bringing some of them back to the land of Israel. Radak suggests another option, that this nevuah was perhaps given sometime during Yoshiyahu's tshuva campaign, when it became apparent that the people were just going through the outer motions of tshuva, but that their repentance was not really sincere. So the Navi now addresses himself to the people of Yehuda. And in these psukim, Yirmiyahu introduces two terms that will recur throughout the perek and beyond. Haraita asher asta mishuva Yisrael, Holchahi al kol har gavoa ve'al tachat kol etz ra'anan v'tizni sham. Have you seen what Mishuva Yisrael has done? Going to every high mountain and under every leafy tree, acting promiscuously there? Yirmiyahu calls the people of Israel Mishuva Yisrael, wayward Israel. This term is related to another, which we'll see shortly, shovavim. Both come from the same root and imply behavior that is wild and impetuous, like that of a child who can't control his impulses. Both meshuvah and shovavim stem from the word shov, to return, which is the root of teshuva, suggesting that while this behavior is reprehensible, it is a path from which one can and should return. Va'omar acharei asotai et kol eile, elai tashuv, velo shava, v'tere bagoda achota Yehuda. Hashem sent prophets such as Hosea and Amos to redirect the people of Israel, yet they did not return. And not only did they not return, their sister, the king of Yehuda, learned from their evil deeds. Yehuda merits a term even more derogatory than Israel. Israel was called Meshuva Yisrael. Yehuda is called Bagoda, traitorous Yehuda. While one could argue that the evil of the Israelite kingdom was grounded in impulsivity, in following their hearts rather than their heads, their desires unchecked by the force of intellect, Yehuda has no such excuse. Having seen the consequences of Israel's behavior, their own sinfulness can only be attributed to conscious denial, to willful disregard of Hashem and his prophets. Yehuda's determined sinfulness has defiled the land to the point that, Vayomer Hashem Eli, Pasuk Yud Aleph, verse 11, Vayomer Hashem Eli, Tzidka Nafsha Mishuva Yisrael, Mibogeda Yehuda. Hashem said, wayward Israel is more righteous than treacherous Yehuda. Yehuda's treachery is twofold. First, according to Radak, not only did they introduce foreign gods to the land of Israel on hilltops and under trees where there was no previous place of worship, but they actually brought alien gods into the very house of Hashem, where they replaced the divine service with the profanity of Avodah Zarah. In Malchut Yisrael, the northern kingdom, there was no Beit Mikdash. They were cut off from the Beit HaMikdash. So what they did was bad enough. But perhaps we can explain it that they went to places that were empty of any kind of service and introduced foreign worship. Yehuda introduced foreign worship into the very house of Hashem. Second, the people of Yehuda added insult to injury by not only sinning openly, but then repenting insincerely. The Midrash on Echa describes how Yoshiyahu attempted to rid the country of idolatry by sending soldiers house to house to remove the idols, but the people would hide them behind the doors so that the soldiers found nothing, and after they left, the doors would be closed and the idols would become visible again to those inside. Yoshiyahu did not recognize the sinfulness of his own generation. Yirmiyahu calls to the people of Israel, pleading with them to return to Hashem. Pasuk Yudalid, Shuvu vanim shovavim nu'um Hashem, ki anochi ba'alti vachem, velakachti etchem, echad me'ir, ushnai mi'mishpacha, vehiveti etchem tzion. Return, wayward sons, Hashem calls out to his beloved children. Sons, even in their waywardness, return, for I am still your master, and I will bring you back, even if only one remnant from an entire city, two from a family, and I will return you to Tzion, to Yerushalayim. I will provide you with shepherds, with leaders who will lead you in accordance with my will, wisely and skillfully. These psukim may be understood on two levels. In keeping with the historical framework of the Sefer, Yirmiyahu is calling to the 10 tribes of Israel to return and become subjects of Yoshiyahu. On a deeper level, this is a prophecy referring to the Messianic era, when the 10 tribes of Israel will return alongside the exiles of the Judean kingdom and be united under the Melech HaMashiach. And interestingly, the two halves of Pasuk Yudalid are cited by opposing sides in a well-known Talmudic argument. Rabbi Eliezer cited the first clause of the verse, Shuvu vanim shovavim, return, wayward sons, to prove that tshuva is a necessary prerequisite to redemption. Rabbi Yoshua responded with the second half of the pasuk, Ki anochi ba'alti vachem, velakachti etchem echad me'ir ushnai mi'mishpacha, ve'eveti etchem tzion, to demonstrate that the promise of kibbutz galuyot is not dependent upon tshuva, rather upon the eternal covenant between Hashem and the Jewish people, which Hashem will fulfill unconditionally. I already claimed you, says Hashem, and I will bring you back. it's an unresolved argument, which generally today we consider that if we even begin the process of tshuva, that Hashem will ease our way and fulfill the conditions necessary for Geula. The Navi continues, it will come to pass that you will be fruitful and multiply in the land, and the presence of Hashem will be widely felt throughout the land, not only manifest in the Aron Brit Hashem. People of all nations will gather in Yerushalayim to seek Hashem, and no longer will follow the evil willfulness of their hearts. Bet Yisrael and Bet Yehuda will be united in the land which I bequeathed to your ancestors. One of many prophecies we're privileged to be witnessing in our own times, as Jews from communities around the world, including communities in India and others descended from the Aseret HaShvatim, are reuniting here in Israel. And Yirmiyahu reverts to the tragic failure of Am Yisrael to appreciate the special relationship we enjoyed with Hashem. Pasuk Yutzed, verse 19, Va'anochi amarti, Ech ashitech babanim. I thought to myself, says Hashem, how can I distinguish you among all my children? How can I make clear that you are special? In order to honor you, I gave you an Eretz Chemda, a precious, desirable land, a glorious heritage, thinking that you would call me your father and not stray from me. But as an adulterous woman betrays her beloved, so you betrayed me. At this point, the tone changes as the Navi begins to prophesy about the future, when the voice of Israel will once again be heard from the same hilltops upon which they once worshipped foreign gods, but this time they will be crying tears of supplication, admitting their wrongdoing in having abandoned Hashem. And again, the poignant refrain, but this time with an equally moving response. Pasuk Chaf Bet 22, Shuvu banim shovavim, erpa meshuvotechem. Return, wayward children, and I will heal your wild impulsivity. Hinenu atanulach ki ata Hashem Elokeinu. Here we are. We have come, for you are Hashem, our God. It's true. We turn to the false hopes offered by the hills and mountains. Achein b'Hashem Elokeinu tshuat Yisrael. But in truth, we know the salvation of Israel is only through Hashem. The shamefulness of idol worship consumed everything we valued, including our sheep and cattle and even our children, and we are enveloped in shame for having sinned against Hashem. Ki la Hashem Elokeinu chatanu, anachnu v'avoteinu minu reinu ve'ad hayom hazeh, ve'lo shamanu b'kol Hashem Elokeinu. We have sinned against Hashem, we and our fathers, from our youth to this very day, and we did not listen to the voice of Hashem, our God. Our vidui concludes with these words, we have sinned against Hashem. The Midrash interprets these psukim to mean that the Jewish people have been so sinful for so long and in so many ways that we are embarrassed to return to Hashem. We feel we may have long ago forfeited the privilege of restoring our special status as Hashem's beloved children. Therefore, Hashem sent Yirmiyahu to remind us that he has always regarded us as his children and has steadfastly been awaiting the day when we will express a real desire to return to him, and at the first signal from us, Hashem will heal our waywardness and ease our way home. And what a powerful message to remember as we learn these parakim, Be'aseret Yimei Tshuva, in the 10 days of repentance, when Hashem is waiting for us, longing for us, to return to him, to draw close to him, to give any sign, Hashem, please bring us back. Thank you for learning together. L'refuah shleima Yonina Sima bat Dafna Hinda, Jennifer hayikara shelanu, v'lipetzuei tzahal, achinu hayikarim b'toch sha'ar chole Yisrael, Nina v'chaim Schenker.